time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got plenty of that on the show where you can find help and hope, and believe me, I need some help and hope this week, so I'm glad that you all tuned in. And as always, we have Bobby on the boards. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm fantastic.
A little bit of rain out there, but it's cool.
So. Yeah, it's cool. It's getting a little cooler.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And with me, as always, is not in the station, but my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Happy Saturday. First Saturday in autumn.
First Saturday in autumn. October is coming, Lynn. You know that's my favorite month.
Well, we got our fingers crossed that it's going to be a good one. Next week is supposed to be cool, like 70 in the morning.
I like that. I like it when it's like 70 in the morning, and then it's warm during the day and the afternoon, and then it's like 70 at night. That's my favorite time.
A high of 77 on Wednesday. Wow. I just checked earlier. Yeah.
Whoa. Nice. You see, it's good times.
Good times. Good times. Yeah. So how you doing, honey? All right?
I'm doing well. You've been busy with your support groups?
Yeah, the support groups have been unbelievable, the Zoom online support groups, because people from everywhere can come to them now.
It's so much better, really, isn't it?
It's better in a way. I like the Zoom and much more than I thought I would, but there's still something about the person and person to person.
Well, it'd be nice if down the road you can have it.
Both?
Yes, have it together and people online, because there's a lot of people in the country who don't have groups, so it's great
right.
for them.
Right. So.
But anyway, I know you have. Do you have any new listeners?
Do we have any new listeners? Of course, we have Allie from Pennsylvania, Charisse from St. Pete, and Catalina from Tampa.
Welcome, ladies.
So you know, as I always say, there's plenty of room around the caregiver tables, and we have two fabulous guests on the show today, Lynn.
On the show, I know.
Yes, they're here, and you're not here because Lynn usually brings the bottles of water. So sorry, girls, if you're thirsty. But
September.
We have Debbie Imus and Melissa McGlynn from Liberate Physician Centers, a family-run medical marijuana facility.
Well, I'm going to be listening very closely.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Have a great show. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. So thanks for tuning in today, everybody. It's been a really interesting week. I have moved in with my husband, Tom, who is now on end-of-life services with Seasons Hospice. And it's a journey. It's a real journey. My new motto is to get through this is if you love hard, you hurt hard. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So although it's kind of tough, there are tender moments, there are beautiful moments, there's love and kindness, and I know you're listening, Tom, and he's still taking care of me. He's still taking care of me. I've been with Tom since I'm 19 years old. So quite a while, and we've been through the good, the bad, and the ugly, but a whole bunch more than good. So Tom, I wanted to dedicate this song to you. I wanted to sing it to you, but you know, I'm good at talking, but I'm not so good at singing. And especially my grandchildren tell me, don't sing on the show, Grandma. So here you go, Tom.
With all my my love until the end of time.
But forever was just a word.
Just a word.
Something not only heard about, but now you're always there for me. When you say forever,
love you, baby. I'll see you after the show. And when I come over later, we'll play that song and I'll dance to it. That's Tom's music therapy.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So, ladies, it's wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
So we're going to talk today about Liberate Physician Services and medical marijuana.
Yes.
Never did I think in my life that there would be a time that I could have legal marijuana delivered to my house. What?
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
You know, I am a proponent of as less drugs as possible. I'm also a woman of the hippie time. I was actually protested as a Vietnam War protester. Peace, love, kind of stuff. I'm glad to say at 66 years old, I don't take any meds. I try to take care of myself. I go to Curves 3 mornings a week. I go to the chiropractor twice a week. But especially during this COVID time and everything going on, I have high anxiety.
Yeah.
And they want to give me sleeping pills, and they want to give me antidepressants, and they want to give me all sorts of stuff that I don't want. So I got up the nerve. to come see you guys. And I just want our listeners to know about this because a lot of people feel kind of like nervous, like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'll tell you the thing that made it easiest for me was before COVID, I went to speak at this Rotary group, and it was probably about 50 people there. Most people in Rotary are like 60 and older. And at the end of the meeting, they do a happy dollar, sad dollar. You put in, you get to say something. And this one guy puts in a dollar and he goes, 30 years ago, we went over to my son's house, and there was a bong on the table. And my wife said, I will never come in this drug den again. This is terrible. He said, well, this morning I took her to pick up her medical marijuana.
Times are changing.
Yes. So introduce yourself, ladies, and tell us a little about your journey here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you said, I'm Debbie. I am the owner of Liberate Physician Centers Tampa Bay. We are a family-run clinic, and I've got my two daughters here. My husband son are still in Jacksonville, but I've got two of the four here with me. And we just, wanted this journey to be something that we're passionate about. And I came from a background of financial services, and I wrote life insurance, and I saw the, all the conditions that people had, all the medications that they were taking. And when this went on the ballot, you know, I just thought there's got to be a better way.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a better way.
Yeah.
And so how did you guys hook up?
Well, I'm Melissa McGlynn, and, you know, Debbie's girls and my kids grew up since they were in second grade together.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes. And I'll never forget, because now, you know, being empty nesters, Debbie called me, and it was my son's senior year. She knew he was leaving, and she said, "Hey, Melissa, I have an opportunity for you." And, you know, okay. And she said, "You know, do you want a new career and make a move? You have no reason not to." It's funny because her girls had a bet of, yeah, she'll go. Oh, no, she's never been in a house. Because I grew up in that house with the same neighbors. And I was like, "Tell me a little bit more, Debbie, because this is kind of a,
yeah,
what are we doing?" And she told me, and it was never the question of what I was coming for. And we are family, so it's very much a blessing. And I looked, and it was like, it was more so scared, do I move from everything I know?
Right.
Because they're all I have here. And I've been in medical field for 18 years now as a caregiver. My brother died of cancer, and then my dad, and several other things. But I'm also in the health field, like in the fitness side. Mm-hmm. So working with a lot of people that have profound developmental disabilities, stroke, Parkinson's, I saw how the alternative, and like you, I love chiropractic and the health, the alternative stuff. But when I saw things happening, and CBD became legal, so a lot of my patients were having that. And then they started going to medical marijuana, and I saw their quality of life improve.
Yeah.
And for me, like, it's amazing when you have people that couldn't walk or, you know, can't even go to the store because they got such bad anxiety. And I absolutely love what we're doing. And be able to offer quality of life is so much more important than just downing a bunch of pills just so you can get to a next day.
Yeah, because it's just like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, and this is so much more. And they're happy.
Yeah, happy is good.
So that's pretty cool.
I remember many years ago, my brother and I went on a trip to Amsterdam together. So I'm the oldest, and I have two sisters and my brother, and he called me up and he said, "Hi, you always go on trips with mommy and the girls. You never take me go on a trip with me." He goes, "I want to go to Amsterdam. My wife doesn't want to go." I'm like, "I'm in." And I remember, we didn't know nothing when we got there. But then you go to these places and they give you like these menus. You know, and it's like, do you want to be happy? Do you want to be chilled? Do you want to be this kind of thing? And there's like no crime there.
Yeah.
And there's no rape there or any, because they also have legal prostitution. But, you know, it was just a whole different experience, a whole different thing. And I thought, why can't they be doing that in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Why can't they be doing that in the U.S.? It's been proven in so many countries for so long. Well, what do you think the peace pipe was?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. So tell our listeners if someone's interested, what do they do? Because do we have a caller?
We do not. Nope, not yet.
Okay.
But we do have, I think it was one of your, Savannah Imus on YouTube says hi.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, that's good. So talk about how a person would get a medical marijuana card. What do they do? You know, do they have to put a robe over their head and go into a dark alley or what?
Go ahead.
Well, no, they come in and you can, but you don't have to have a referral from your provider. A lot of people come in because, you know, they're like,
I don't want my doctor to know.
I don't want my doctor to know. And I tell them, it's like, they don't have to. We follow the same HIPAA guidelines that any other physician office does. So we do a medical release, send it to them, and that's it. The other thing is, when patients come in, we do ask that they have some kind of qualifying condition.
Right.
There's over 250 diagnoses that we can go by to get their medical marijuana certification. The other thing is, this opens up conversations at the dinner table. Because, like you said, it is an uncomfortable thing. Mm-hmm. But when you hear that one person say, "Oh, have you heard of medical marijuana?" They're like, "Oh, my gosh. What did you say?
Some of the other ones go, "Yeah, I did, but it wasn't saying anything to you."
Yeah. It's like they're scared.
I got mine last week.
Yeah. And it's feeding off that. But when they come in our office, I tell Debbie and I tell the girls and everybody else, it's great. Because it's almost like they come in and they're in the medical marijuana field, so they just open up and talk about it. And we guide them. One thing I am so glad Debbie and the girls and I all, our mission statement, we care for our patients as if they were one of our own family members, mm-hmm. and we want to educate them and guide them to the right direction. So come in, you meet with a doctor, he sees your qualifying diagnosis, the girls and I do the paperwork, send it off, and I mean, you get your approval email within 10 to 12 days.
Yeah, it's,
and your
card
mail,
pretty quick now.
Now it's not even taken a full week. It's yeah. it's amazing.
Yeah, my friends only took like 5 days.
Five days.
Like that.
The state does at
wonderful.
Least a minimal of 5 days, because that's what they take to process the payment. But
all right, Bobby, we have a caller on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Tracy from Seminole with a question on our topic.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Tracy.
Joyful and grateful.
Hey, I want to let you know I am a patient of y'all's.
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. I have been a recreational marijuana smoker all my life, and this is the first time I've actually used it as a medical way to go.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
has helped me so much. Yes. I have leg cramps at night. I don't have them anymore.
Wow.
I've been doing the indica at night.
Yep.
I sleep all the way through the night. It has been amazing.
Well, and when you wake up, you feel good.
I have to say, your daughters are amazing. They were so helpful when I came in and made us feel very comfortable. It was a really good experience.
And Tracy, like you said, you sleep through the night, but when you wake up,
you feel good.
You feel good, like rested. You're
I'm
not
happy.
Feeling like groggy. Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. And I have just started trying the edibles.
Uh-huh.
And those are yummy. Those are very good.
And one thing with edibles, we tell them, go low and slow. So start with that little quarter, add a little bit more. You know, if you're nervous about edibles, don't pop the whole thing right away.
Yeah.
It's self-dosing. Start low.
Sure.
And
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
they're wonderful.
Yeah.
I basically use the edibles for at night.
Nice.
Good.
And that also helps with the cramps and everything. And the, that's the indica. And they also have a sativa for during the day, mm-hmm. which helps you focus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I get more stuff done. I don't sit there and, you know, sit in a chair and just look around dumbly.
That's
I
awesome.
I get up, I do what I'm supposed to, and I'm not in any pain.
Awesome.
I have back issues, and it really, really helped get me through my day.
Thanks so much for calling in, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And listen, lady, you need to come to the grand opening.
I will.
Okay, and we'll meet in person. I can't wait to meet you.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, artichoke.
All right,
bye. We have another caller?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. So right there is just a testimonial to what you do. And I think the most important thing is an education. Mm-hmm. Because when I first got my card, and then I didn't know what I was doing, or I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea about it, and you don't want to be going in and just getting anything.
Correct.
You know, so you have to know, you have to have that education, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's very important. And I think the more you know, then you can make the right choices of what's best for you.
And we...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we tell our patients that, you know, everybody's body is going to react differently.
Right.
So it's a journey. You know, you don't have a doctor telling you take, you know, one twice a day, three times a day. Yep.
We got Rebecca from Largo on the line.
Okay. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, honey. How are you?
Hey, girlfriend. How are you?
I am doing great. So wonderful show. And I have a question regarding the efficacy of whether you are smoking or ingesting an edible, and then secondly, if you are smoking the medical marijuana, what effect does that have on your lungs? We hear so much about smoking and poor health with tobacco use, so I'm wondering, is there anything similar should you choose to start using medical marijuana?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because that one personally hits home with me. So there are studies, people that have used, you know, heavy marijuana and heavy smoking, you know, could they have similar? Yes and no. But with the medical marijuana, it's so much better than what you get on the street. So it's cleaner. With the lung issues, I personally use a vape pen for my asthma. And I don't have to use it regularly throughout the whole day like tobacco would with cigarettes. I can take one hit off the vape pen and it clears up the lungs, because the way it works is the CBD is works with calming the anxiety, and the THC is a bronchial dilator. So that's what opens up your airways. But you don't have to sit there and smoke it all the time. You can have just one or two hits off of it.
And get the benefits.
And get the benefits of it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And as far as, are there certain times when it's better to smoke as opposed to maybe choosing an edible? And if so, how do you determine what might be best for you and the condition? I'm suffering from some lower back pain from an injury. So I'm very interested into what path this may go for me.
So smoking, when you smoke medical marijuana, you might get relief for about an hour to 2 hours, okay? That's just with the straight flower. Where an edible, because it's ingested, it lasts in your system 6 to 8 hours. And that's why we make sure patients know, start low and slow. Because if you try a quarter of an edible might work good for you. You might need a half. It depends on the strand of the edible, if you want to do it during the day or at night, and if you want a high feeling. Because with edibles, you might get that
euphoric feeling.
So being a little bit more cautious with an edible, for sure. But it's going to last a lot longer than just smoking it.
Okay, well, that is very helpful. Thank you so much. And Linda, talk soon. I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for calling
in.
Have
a great day.
Have a good day.
Do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, we do now. We have Paula from Pinellas Park.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Paula. Good morning. Paula.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
How can we help you?
I just wanted to tell you what a great experience this is. And what it is for me, because I've been injured I don't know how many times, and the fact that the medicinal is working very well for me. And I just praise you guys, and I'm so glad you opened up.
Oh, thank you.
Wonders for me.
Now, yes. what product are you using? Are you smoking?
Use the vapors and the flowers.
Gotcha.
And I kind of mix them up. I've been hit by 18-wheelers and all kinds of things.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
And I'm not on drugs, so this stuff really, really does work.
That's great.
That's fabulous. Thanks so much for calling in.
You betcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So you know what you could do this week? If you have a friend that's a caregiver or you're a caregiver, you can tell them if they haven't heard this show to do the replay, and you can tell them about medical marijuana. And we're going to talk about the other products that they have that also involve it that could help them out. So, let's talk about, like we were talking during break, diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, medical marijuana is very beneficial for diabetes and helping to balance the sugars with the neuropathy that comes along with diabetes as well. That can be helpful for it. Not everything has to be a high THC level. It could be a ratio of CBD and THC, including topicals for those areas that have the neuropathy. You can put a topical, whether it be a lotion or a balm on it, or even like a roll-on.
Mm-hmm.
They have those as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it takes maybe 10 minutes to set in, but then you have relief for 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, you know, has more of a natural smell to it. Others have great smells to them, and it's natural stuff, natural terpenes, what they call it, put in it, whether it be a citrus or a pinene or something to that.
Yeah, because
or
when lavender. You start
lavender.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you start reading some of the chemicals that are on even hand cream, it's frightening.
Yeah.
It's frightening because all that stuff goes right into your pores and there's poison and stuff.
Yeah. Everything that you get from the dispensaries are monitored by the Department of Health. So it is straight from the plant. There's not anything like artificial put in it. Anything that's derived from the plant, whether it be the oils or terpenes, that's what they pull out of the plant to put back into their product. Nothing artificial is put in them.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
it really is.
So do we have a caller on the line?
We do. We have Gail from Tampa.
Hi, Gail.
Hi,
hey, Gail. Good morning. Or
hi,
afternoon.
Good morning. I've been listening to your show and just wanted to give a little shout out to Melissa and Debbie, and I don't know if Afton's there, and I don't know if Dr. Lewis is there, but your team has just been wonderful in helping me as a caregiver get my 87-year-old mother on a path to some help.
Wow.
She has chronic illness, chronic anxiety, and chronic COPD, and prior to getting her started on the medical cannabis, she was taking Xanax around the clock, having major anxiety attacks, panic attacks that just created a vicious cycle of it's difficult to breathe, she gets anxious, it gets more difficult to breathe, she gets more anxious, and basically just a cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
A very lovely cuckoo bird, but she
I understand,
really,
but you also want her to feel that way.
It's terrible. She's, you know, she, as much as she does, like, drive the family crazy with it, she has said to me that she can't help it, that she doesn't, that we don't realize how much she hides, and when she is that out of control, nothing has helped. And so we decided to go down this road on a trial basis and see how it would go. We started her on the lowest THC dose that is available. So it was, I think it was like a 10 to 1 CBD THC. She is not interested in smoking or vaping, and I wasn't sure that tinctures would work for her because she can't see very well, and you know, I just didn't know if the dropper was going to work. So we started her with the big capsules because it was before the edibles were approved. And we started on that. Within an hour of the first dose, she was smiling. And she said that she felt calmer and a feeling of well-being that was making her not feel so anxious, and she was breathing better. She's addicted to her little pulse oximeter, and she's always putting it on and checking, and she actually didn't use it for 6 hours or so, which was
a
miracle. We've already progressed her up to a higher concentration, a 5 milligram concentration, which she is feeling even better than she was. And I can only say thank you for a non-pharmaceutical, natural option that is really helping at this point. We would definitely like to explore what kind of edibles might be better for her, that she could cut off little pieces of it instead of this giant gelatin pill filled with flour. So we're going to be looking at her other options, but we're definitely staying with the medical cannabis. It has done a world of difference for her in just a month.
That's awesome news, Gail.
I just wanted to thank you guys. You were all so helpful and kind, and the dispensaries are also very helpful.
Yes, they are.
Go in there, they...
And you can meet a bunch of the dispensaries at their grand opening next week.
Yeah. Right, right. We'll have eight of them there.
I'm definitely going to have to come by and say hello.
Well, maybe we'll meet in person.
That would be lovely.
That would be great,
but
Gail.
You guys are doing a great job, and I just want to thank you from my mom, myself, and my co-caregivers, my sister and brother, and we really appreciate having you in our lives.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that.
Thanks so much.
It. All right. Thank you. I'll let you talk now.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty.
Have a
bye.
Great day.
It's like we all have goosebumps sitting here. You know, when you hear that, especially when you hear, I had one friend that her dad was just like out of control, and he was having like a lot of anxiety, and to the point where he was throwing feces at the caregivers.
Yeah.
It was terrible, and they'd have another caregiver, and she just had started him at the time with CBD, and before you knew it, he had one caregiver. He wasn't doing that. It was just everything changed.
And Linda, if I can also let you know, like, products can be delivered, especially if we have elders or maybe even younger people we could be taking care of that can't drive. There are several dispensaries that offer delivery services. There is also the option for what they call a caregiver card. So the patient, of course, has to have their card. But if the caregiver needs to pick up product,
right,
or say that the caregiver's at the house and the patient may be sleeping,
right,
in order for that caregiver to accept it, they have to have a caregiver card,
right,
which
that's awesome.
It is. And it's, they don't have to go through the whole doctor's appointment, but it is a $75 charge for the caregiver card. And it's so beneficial.
Yeah. Well, I know when my friend was the other day, went to one of the places and they said free delivery for anybody over 65 years old. It wasn't even like a minimum order or anything like that. And she was like, oh my goodness, because it's really a struggle for her to get it out and get into the car. And,
and some people that are, you know, they're compromised. They don't want to be out with the COVID stuff.
Oh, especially
going
now.
On. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
talk to me a little bit about the tincture.
The tinctures are...
Explain that, what it is.
Yeah. It's a liquid that's in a
dropper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you put it under your tongue, and you hold it there for just a couple minutes, and then it gets, you know, from there it gets into the bloodstream, and you ingest it.
So that gets into the bloodstream faster.
Yeah, because underneath your tongue you have a lot of blood vessels.
Okay.
So it definitely goes in. And that gives great relief. I personally use a tincture at night to sleep. And it has added, it started off with like an hour extra sleep the first week. I noticed the difference the first night. And then now I'm up to 2 hours. And, you know, 6 hours of sleep is much better than three or four.
It sure is.
So yeah. The tinctures do help. And they're easy. They're portable. Stick it in your purse because you don't have to use a full dropper. You can use just like two or three, you know, during the day, to focus, and then use more at night when you need.
All right,
to sleep.
So I have it in my purse, and I get stopped by the cops.
Make sure you have your medical marijuana card in you, and that's all you need.
And don't you? Isn't it on like the packaging? It's like a prescription label, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
So you have to have that too.
Yes.
And it has.
So you have
your
to
name
keep it in its original container.
If you're going to be transporting it,
right.
If you just keep it on the bathroom counter, you don't.
Right.
Need
don't
it.
Matter.
Correct.
Yeah. But if you have it in your purse or something, well, what if I wanted to go on a plane?
Federally, the answer to that is you are not allowed to go out of the state.
Okay.
You cannot go across state line. And again, that's that federal classification because they have it as a Schedule I narcotic.
Okay.
Which is part of the battle that we fight and the,
right.
and the stigma that's out there around it.
Even if that state is legal.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
You cannot. It's because you have to have a card for that state. Your product and your card is only good for Florida. That's it.
Okay. And when you come in to get a card, there's two fees. One goes to the government, is it what? And one goes to the doctor,
right.
whatever.
Right.
Explain to me about that.
So you pay...
Everybody has that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, exactly. So when you come in, you're paying to see the doctor and be certified, where he can give you the recommendation for medical marijuana. And then the fee goes to the state. So the state actually is the governing body that issues the medical marijuana card that then allows you to go into the dispensary.
That puts your picture from your driver's license on there. It's
correct.
Very interesting.
Yes.
How we're all connected there. Huh?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
And that's a $75 charge plus their fee. And that's renewed once a year.
Okay.
It has to be on a debit or credit card because the application is online. And with our office, you have the choice. We can give you the directions to do the application by yourself, or we do offer like a concierge service to where it's a little bit more of a fee, but we will do it for
just
you.
Just take care of everything.
And we make sure everything goes through.
Yeah.
And when we talked about the caregiver card, so the patient would be paying that $75 fee to the state, and then the caregiver would be paying their fee to the state so that
the
they each have the card.
So they're registered.
Right, correct.
Okay, and then who decides how much you get?
How much you get as in the product?
Yeah, like the doctor or the state or what?
Who? Some of both.
Okay. Yeah.
So the state regulates how much flour the patient can have.
Which is the bud, more or less.
Which is the bud. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we call it flour.
Yeah.
And the other products are basically, you know,
the mixture.
Yeah, the doctor.
Yeah.
And we give a very generous amount to our patients. So
anybody that I know has more than they need.
Exactly. We have not had.
Has more than they need.
Had anybody come back. We do the same with the flour. We give the max of what the state allows.
We give them all routes.
Yep,
so they have
routes.
The option to try, you know, patches, tinctures, flour.
Edibles.
Yeah, and some of the places, not all, and I guess when they come to your grand opening, they'll be able to talk to some places will let you try something. If you don't like it, they'll let you bring it back whatever. Because it's a fine line to see what works for you and what your issue
exactly,
is.
Right. Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the grand opening.
So the grand opening is for our Largo office. That was the first location that we opened, and we were delayed by COVID.
Uh-huh.
We saw our first patients back in February. But we are going to be there on October the 3rd from 10 until 4.
And your address?
Our address is 12679 Seminole Boulevard.
And you're just south of the Largo Mall?
Yes.
On Seminole
yes.
Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay.
And our doctor will be there that day, and we can actually do certifications. So, you know, we're not usually seeing patients on a Saturday. So that opens up, you know, a different day of the week
mm-hmm.
for people potentially. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that we're going to have those 8 dispensaries that are there. And typically, to even walk in a door of a dispensary, you have to have that medical marijuana card.
Right.
So having 8 of them, you know, right in one location that you can talk about products, because they all kind of have their sweet spot. They all
mm-hmm.
have something a little bit different.
Right.
So it allows patients or potential patients to actually talk to the dispensaries and, you know, get information or answers to their questions.
Yeah, because if they're contemplating this, if they can mm-hmm. see you guys and they can also speak to some of those people, it might be more understandable on how this works.
Yeah.
Because the first time I walked into a dispensary, I felt like I was in Walmart. I was like, what? I didn't know anything.
And that's great. And, you know, most of the dispensaries will have their representative, but potentially they'll have someone actually from the dispensary, you know, the local one to us.
Which is good.
So they might be able to connect with a face also that they'll see on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, we have to cut out so we can hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off, because you know when you hear that sound, it means you have to get your pen and paper, because we have good things, well, usually Lynn, but just me today, I have good things to tell you about. So I want to tell you that Arden Quartz is having a Zoom seminar called The Power of Engagement for Individuals Living with Dementia. Engagement is so, so important with your loved one. People say, why is my mother just sitting in the chair? Because you hardly even talk to her or do anything. So there's a couple of different ones. It's October 13th. There's one at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Time. I will, if you're interested, just go to lindaburhans.com and email me, and I will send you the Zoom link to register. Also, I don't want you to forget about the Field of Honor in Seminole with my Kiwanis group. We're going to have 445 flags this year, so you can honor a veteran for $35 on the flag. There's a streamer, and it has your veteran's name and their dates of service, and it's like exciting because this year I'll have like five streamers for Tom, five streamers for my dad, and some new ones. It's nice. Just, and you drive by and you see all those flags blowing. It's just unbelievable. Okay. So the flags go up November 1st. So you can go to my website once again and get the information on how to do that. And then we have the grand opening coming up that we were talking about on Saturday, October 31st from 10 to 4. And they're going to give you some more information about
October
that.
October 3rd.
October 3rd, yes, Saturday, next Saturday. So you can go there. Don't go there at noon because you'll be listening to my show, unless you bring it with you live on Facebook.
There you go.
The good thing about the show is it's podcast, so you can listen to the show anytime you want and share it with anybody you want, because I know it's not always so easy for caregivers just to sit down for an hour and listen to a radio show. And that's why I have the Tuesday Tips. So the Tuesday Tips, every Tuesday on Facebook and YouTube, you get a two-minute tip. And Tom gave me a great tip, and I'm not telling you guys this yet, because it's going to be a new tip. But Tom thought of one of the most fantastic things I ever thought of yesterday.
Wow.
And I will tell you about that in the future. One last thing I want to remind you, we have a little tip from Dr. Schumann from Alexander Chiropractic and Spine, where they take care of me. Remember to hydrate yourself. And three glasses or four glasses or bottles of water is not enough, especially living in Florida. You don't want to wait until you're thirsty to take that drink. You don't want to get thirsty. And a lot of people don't realize that. You need probably, I think, for a healthy person, you're probably going to need like 11 cups of water a day. If you're a woman who's breastfeeding or taking medication, then you would probably need more water. Depends. And even if you get your water from watermelon, a lot of seniors don't want to drink water, and they complain, you know, they don't want to drink water. So you can give them watermelon, any kind of melon. They also have online, they look like candy, but it's water. It's like water in a candy. You put a bunch of those in front of mom, you see them gobbling them down. Because dehydration is not good for anybody, especially people with Alzheimer's and dementia, but not for anybody. There's a lot of chances of UTIs and other stuff, which you really don't want to get involved in. So that's the tip from Dr. Schumann. Drink water before, during, and after exercise. Drink a glass of water with each meal and between meals. And you all know it. Just do it. And drink water when you start to feel hungry. All righty. So, I want you girls to give them all the information, where they can go, where they can find you, because, my God, this show went fast.
Wow, yeah. Wow. So yes, Liberate Physician Centers. We're located in Largo. The grand opening will be at the Largo office, 12679 Seminole Boulevard. We also have an office in Tampa, and that's the one that you'll see Melissa in, and that's 14414 North Florida Avenue. Our grand opening will be October 3rd from 10 until 4. Doctor there all day to do certifications, and 8 dispensaries that you can come in and talk to and mingle with.
Okay, and all their information is on my website, so you can just look at the website. It'll tell you everything, gives you the addresses of both places. I'll post the grand opening thing on there, too, so you can have that as a reminder. But come check it out.
Yeah.
If not, just come to meet us, guys.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
And if you wanna, if you're interested in seeing our doctor on Saturday and you want a specific time, you can actually go to our website.
Or make an appointment.
And schedule the appointment. And that way you know that you're going to be seen. You know,
what do they need to bring with them?
They need to bring a Florida driver's license or Florida ID.
Okay.
If they have access to their medical records and can bring something with them for the condition that they want to get certified, that's great.
Okay.
If we need to get the records after the doctor's appointment, then we can do that for this event. Because we've got that, you know, roughly 5 to 10 day window before the approval comes in with the
and
state.
And we can pull those records up if you have an online access. Yeah. Or for our veterans that are out there. Veterans, if you need help, I'll be there, the Healthy Vet. I can guide you through how to get that account and make sure we pull up your records, whether you're active or, well, retired, I should say.
Yeah.
Because active aren't able to get them.
And that's a good point, Melissa, because we do support our veterans and we do offer them a 15% discount.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love our veterans.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity last year, I think, it was last year, to go on the honor flight where you accompany somebody to go to Washington and everything. Mm-hmm. It was, like, so wonderful.
Oh, wow.
I had this 80-something-year-old woman. She said she was in the Marines. And I said, so what did you do? She goes, communication. She zips her mouth. Can't tell you, Linda. I might have to kill you. I'm like, okay, baby. And we become friends. She's a fabulous lady.
That's
but
awesome.
I said, yeah, and what makes you think of the Marines? She goes, me and my girlfriend saw a lot of cute guys there. So it's really interesting. I just want to let all listeners know, coming up in the next couple of months, I'm working on a new project, and it's going to be a podcast, Candid Conversations with Elders. So I have a 97-year-old person that I'm interviewing. I just interviewed a 93-year-old person, and sharp as tacks with a lot of good information, just some things we need to think about.
Yeah.
So I'll be working on that project soon because I need to get my fire back. So thank you, everybody, for being here today.
Yeah. Thank you.
I know how.
Linda, we just want to thank you for helping us break the stigma. Oh,
yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thanks to all my listeners. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there.